Mr. Voorhees, I was just hoping to speak with you for a minute to talk about some of the legislative priorities that the Indiana AFL-CIO has for this coming legislative session. And so I was hoping you could talk a little bit about some of the bills that the AFL-CIO is looking at and what the priorities are for union organizations.
It's been a fairly quiet session this month, or so far this go around, and it being a short session, everything's kind of like going quick. And I mean, we're tracking probably over 200 bills right now, but a lot of them have already died off and are not getting hearings. To be quite honest with you, I mean, after this week, next week, there's only one more committee meeting left, and most of our bills are in labor and pensions. So we don't foresee anything coming at us really hard against labor, which has been going on quite a bit in the past, this session. Plus, it makes a difference going into election year as well. So, I mean, there's really nothing major. I mean, we're tracking a number of different bills, but there's nothing major that pops up that we're like totally worried about. I mean, to be honest with you, we even weighed in on Sunday sales a little bit. Because a lot of our members, we represent all the Kroger stores and we make a lot of different brands of beer, and we make the bottles and we make the cans. So, I mean, that's just a kind of something that, most wouldn't expect labor to get involved in, but we do have a lot of members, that, work in that field. So that's one of them. I mean, there's an unemployment insurance bill out there, which gets very complicating. Our guys at the legislature have been working on. There's not a whole lot to it. I hear it's probably not even going to get a hearing going through. And then there was a couple other bills when it came to some of them on the responsible bidding orders in cities and towns, which would be create somewhat of a project labor agreement type in cities and towns. But I don't even think that one's getting a hearing as well. There's a few attacks on different public education bills. There's so many of those every session. It's kind of hard to pick and choose which ones. So, but all of us laborers, I mean, there's probably 10, 12, at least probably a dozen, labor lobbyists at the State House where we all work together and everybody gets assigned their bills. To be quite frank with you, myself, I've not spent a lot of time at the legislature. I've been briefed on our legislative director and our secretary treasurer, who's actually down there as we speak, working on legislation right now. So we're pleased so far because everything's quiet and we're able to work on other issues and get ready for the 2018 elections.
Thank you very much for that update, Mr. Voorhees. Anything else that you think listeners should know about the status of labor in Indiana or what it is that you're looking forward to or Congress of Industrial Workers is looking forward to as we advance into 2018?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot. I mean, obviously, we are looking forward to reelecting Joe Donnelly as our United States Senator and then hopefully elect some labor friendly folks in the State House and the State Senate. And so we've been gearing up for that. We're excited about going into this next year. I mean, we have lost quite a few jobs in Indiana due to trade and outsourcing. So you're going to see a lot of that going on, a lot of talk about trade and shipping jobs abroad and overseas as well. So, but we're really excited and we feel like, we're growing. A lot of our affiliates have organizing drives going on. People are starting to thrive, wanting to join a union. People are tired of working one and two, three jobs when they can go and work a union job and make a decent wage and maybe have a pension and maybe be able to take their family on vacation once a year. So we are thriving. Our phone rings off the hook every single day. People wanting to join unions. And like I said, we've got affiliates with drives going on statewide and we're just excited about moving things forward.
And Mr. Voorhees, you had mentioned Senator Donnelly. He seems to be, it really seems like the GOP in Indiana is really gunning for that Senate seat between Mr. Rokita and Mr. Messer, at least. I'm wondering, is there any particular drive or anything that AFL-CIO is particularly doing to support Senator Donnelly?
Oh, I mean, we're just educating our members that, I mean, he's got a 98% lifetime voting record with the AFL-CIO, and he stood on the front lines when it came to the closing of the partial closing of Carrier and the closing of Rexnord, which is the facility I came out of originally, and the trade votes and everything else that deals with labor, the economy. You know, Joe Donnelly has been there for us, and we're excited about that. We're excited to push and put him over across the finish line again, like we did in 2012. And I'm pretty optimistic that we're going to make that happen.
Mr. Voorhees, thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to speak with me, and good luck this session.
Okay, thank you so much.